Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, so as we start the final hour of this Monday edition, let's check in with Stan Pavlovsky. He is the CEO, newly minted, of Shutterstock. He joins us on the phone just up the road from me in Westchester. So, Stan, first of all, congratulations on your new job. Nothing like taking over as the boss during a pandemic. So remind us kind of give us a state of play for Shutterstock right now.
Absolutely. So thanks for having me. Very excited to talk to you. Shutterstock is a technology company, a two-sided marketplace where we have 2 million customers of all sizes, whether it's a small or medium business or a large enterprise or agency that comes to us to get their stories told. We have the freshest, most diverse content and services. And we have over 1 million contributors worldwide that make our content library best in class.
Talk to me a little bit, and we'll delve deeper into the business, but I'm just curious, you know, you took over in April as president and COO and CEO. You were previously already the COO, but did you have like a dream that then you had to adapt or put on hold because of the pandemic? Like, what is that like as someone in the C-suite that has to pivot really quickly to sort of stay alive?
Yeah, it's a great point. So interestingly, I started on April 1st. As the CEO, so it was very telling for what the journey would be for the next couple of months. The good news is, you know, because it's a global company, we've been used to using video for a long time, so we continue to leverage that. A lot of my sort of aspirations of visiting all of our offices and really having that in-person connection kind of had to go by the wayside, at least for the short term. But we were able to kind of move quickly into how do we keep employees safe? How do we pivot around our customers and what they need from us? Not just from a content perspective, but, you know, a lot of our customers, are struggling in the small and medium business space. A lot of agencies are struggling at this point. How do we support them and the messages that they want to give? How do we support them from a deal perspective, et cetera? So we pivoted very quickly to sort of our COVID SWAT teams. And I think, you know, over the last couple of months, we've now found at least some level of the new norm and operating in the new norm.
So tell us more about your customers and how they're doing now, you know, 5-6 months into this pandemic, because as you say, you deal with a lot of small and medium sized businesses, and we know that they have been hit very hard by this in general. What are you hearing from them at this moment?
Yeah, so on the small and medium business side, what's interesting is there's kind of a tale of two stories here. One, You're right. There's a lot of businesses that are just struggling. And so we definitely hear from customers that, you know, come to us that still want to be able to communicate with their clients during this time and need solutions that, you know, that fit not just their creative needs, but also their budgets.
Yeah.
The other side of this, and, you guys are probably seeing this as well, which is a lot of small and medium businesses that did not have a digital presence are now sort of really learning what it means to have a digital presence. So interestingly, for our business, from a revenue perspective, the small and medium business segment has been one of the stronger segments during the pandemic. And you can think about it as kind of the Wix effect or the Shopify effect, where a lot of these businesses are really looking for solutions of how do I sell my product online? How do I talk to my customers digitally? And we sit, you know, square in the middle of that.
And just quickly, and then we're going to take a break and come back and delve more into it. But how did you keep morale up? Because that's a lot that you just listed. And whether it's your clients or your staff, like, how'd you do it?
Well, we did it in a number of different ways, and there's a lot of converging themes over this time. First and foremost, we started to do a lot of virtual events, so a lot more communicating with our employees as well as with our clients. So we send a lot more communications of things that are happening, how they can participate, how they can take advantage. With our employees, we have a lot of virtual happy hours. We do a lot of virtual events that each of the teams can take advantage of. We gave them a budget to be able to do that. But also, you know, in dealing with the realities of what's happening from a diversity and inclusion perspective, we've also made a lot of strides in getting both our community as well as our employees involved in how we can make a difference.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization. We live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Let's dive a little bit into sort of your last quarter and what was doing really well. I mentioned earlier that video downloads were doing quite well. How are you structuring your business for the back half of the year and even for 2021 based on where the demand is?
Yeah, so you're right. There's definitely the industry tailwinds behind what's happening with video on demand, as well as social media use, where that's really helping us. And, you know, we've launched several new subscriptions to respond to that, both for the small and medium business segment, which we just launched, as well as additional subscriptions that we're going to be launching later this year within our music segment as well. So the way I think about our strategy going forward is obviously there's a lot of industry tailwinds digitally that are helping us, but also when you think about the use cases for us, it's very diverse, whether it's social media, websites, video creation, you know, movie creation, but also some of the more traditional media like print, as well as merchandising or direct mail. And we want to move from a company that is entirely content focused to really being more solution focused. So what you'll see from us is the ability for our customers not just to kind of get the raw assets, but really to be able to achieve what they're trying to achieve by simply running, you know, being able to publish to social media or to run an ad. We're also launching creative services for our larger customers going forward. Video is a big one for us, you know, especially right now when there's no, it's hard to produce, you know, large format videos. What we're finding is what our customers are finding is that we are a company because of our huge contributor base as well as global reach, that we are a place that they can come to develop video assets during this time. So between the content, the tools, and ultimately a complete solution, complete marketing solution, that's our focus going forward.
So when you look across the entire media landscape, Stan, and you worked at Meredith for a time, so you understand both the digital and the more traditional side, having run the digital portion of that well-known publishing company. I do wonder, we hear from guests a lot that the pandemic has accelerated certain elements of businesses, things that might have been underway. We know that the media business, we know firsthand, has been under incredible pressure, a lot of disruption going on. What has it accelerated in your estimation, and where do we sort of come out of this? What are some things that we may see that are just utterly different when it comes to the broader media landscape?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. You know, when I think about it, and Meredith is a perfect example of this, I see three kind of primary trends that are shaping media and advertising. First, you have, you know, more than ever, consumers want content on demand. So that's first and foremost. And you're seeing a lot of that through, you know, mobile usage, through social media usage. Two, because of what's happening right now, media companies are realizing they can't just rely on advertising for their business model. So particularly because you have the large platforms like Google and Facebook that are capturing a disproportionate share of those revenues. And then the last, with the consumer privacy issues that are happening, now it's forcing, you know, publishers and media companies to completely rethink their data strategies. So what I see happening is publishers and media companies are going to really, it's going to force them to take back control over their first party data. It's going to really make, it's going to force, and it's happening. Companies are developing subscription models because they need to have that direct relationship with the consumer. They can't keep relying on the platforms as intermediaries. So I think, you know, what you're going to see is actually, while it's very challenging right now, companies that do that well and develop those relationships well are going to end up coming out much stronger than they were before, and have much more sustainable business models.
So interesting. I feel like, you know, 8 years ago, no, more than that, 10 years ago, I worked at an internet company. It was exactly the opposite. It was like subscription model dead. I have a really like nitty gritty fun question to ask. I'm just really curious as to what your clients are downloading. Like, what is in high demand right now?
Yeah. So over the last couple of months, it's really been fascinating. There's a lot of, you know, historically you have a lot of fun with this category because you have a lot of fun memes and a lot of, you know, fun stereotypes that you can make fun of, you know, as part of, you know, creative images and creative video clips, et cetera. Over the past couple of months, we've kind of moved away from a lot of searches around face masks and COVID to much more work from home and home office. Now we're moving into fall and back to school and different types of yearly celebrations like graduation, et cetera. So we're moving a little bit, I would say, more into the norm around kind of the seasonal content that that people are, you know, looking for. But as you guys sort of had on the update around some of the Zoom results, one of the constants for us is fun Zoom background. So that's
right.
That looks like it's not slowing down anytime soon.
That's
absolutely. All right. Well, congratulations on the promotion. It's a big job and eager to see what happens with your business because, as you say, you're right in the center of some mega trends, to say the least. Stan Pavlovsky is Chief Executive Officer of Shutterstock.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher-level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.